go. I got good stuff. So if you really like your big cars and the big long,
big body,
big
yes.
body cars, big you, body. That's what you like, right?
Yeah, I like that.
So do things like SUVs and trucks do anything for you?
They do. I do. Yeah.
So like, there's a part of you that can take a truck.
There's a part of me that could take anything. It all comes down to different builds.
Oh yeah, pause, hold on.
All right, start over.
Oh man,
we can't do that one.
No, yeah. So you like the big body cars. That means I feel like you would also probably be okay with like an SUV, decent sized thing, whatever it is.
100%.
All right. I mean, that stuff just doesn't really do it for me, man. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like, you like your stancy cars with the big body, stance, etc.
As low as possible.
If you had a big SUV or big truck or something, would you ever do anything like an overland in build or something like
100%.
That? 100%. You would do that.
100%.
So you can go from spectrum to spectrum between stancy car and also just kind of like a off-roady overland 100%.
Type of thing. If you can't, then you're not a real car enthusiast, in my opinion.
No, I know. You can definitely appreciate everything.
Appreciate everything.
Yeah, I guess so. But so then, like, I don't know. If you were going to do like an overland and build, like, what would you even want to do?
A Porsche Cayenne.
So we actually have one of our guys.
Yeah, look at that thing.
We have a guy on our wheels on Hypergrams. His name is Blake, and he has a YouTube channel, Blake's Media Garage, and he did a Porsche make
Macan,
and he has his on Hypergrams. Overland and build, really cool. I mean, his came out sick. I know it was hard for him to get the brake clearance on that
because
he had some big ass brakes on his car.
On the Macan.
Is that Macan? Yeah, right?
I don't know. I always say Macan.
Sounds like a toucan.
The Porsche Macan.
Yeah. Okay. But so this is what you want. You want the Cayenne.
Yeah, I'd do a Cayenne, 100%.
Do we have wheels for that?
No.
It's okay, I guess. We're not. We also don't really do much in the overland.
Yeah, not in the overland stuff. Maybe in the future.
Yeah. If I were to do some kind of overlanding thing, man, I'm telling you, I think I would like to do, like, a VW Beetle.
Oh, you're trying to go, like...
Like
Desert Storm? You
know, there was this episode of Top Gear that I watched years and years ago, and it was, like, they had to all pick their own car for some kind of, like, rally racing or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they came in with, like, a NA Miata and a VW Beetle, and I remember thinking the Beetle was just the coolest thing I ever set up like that.
It is cool.
Or you ever see people do the smart cars?
Yeah, the smart cars are ridiculous.
That
is awesome.
That is so cool.
But when I saw the smart car overland thing I've been seeing going on lately, I find it so ridiculous.
I think the smart car overland thing is actually really
how
cool.
Don't you tip that thing over within one turn is really where I'm getting.
I feel like if I lived on a farm, I would want that.
On a farm, you might as well just get a go-kart. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like a better go-kart, right? Like, look at those things.
Oh, my
pretty
God.
Cool. I don't
They're
know.
So,
I mean,
it's a cool concept. I think it's awesome that it's explored into this because I don't know what other market it could really explore into.
That's true.
That.
The smart car never really found its place.
It never found its place, and I still don't think it's found its place on that one yet, but it is cool.
That's really cool for like countryside, all-terrain type of thing.
Yeah.
And the Beetle kind of does the same thing because it's maybe 3 feet longer.
It's just, I feel like
longer.
It's just not wide enough to where... That thing's not going to tip over with just like a...
And even if it wasn't one of the old Beetles, which I think is really cool, if it was one of the more modern Beetles too, I would do it either way, man.
Yeah, that would be a cool build.
Yeah, so you're gonna go Porsche?
I would go Porsche, but another probably crazy left turn for me would probably be like a Samurai.
Samurai? Yeah.
You know we've talked about the Samurais. Yeah. I'd love to do a Samurai.
That's cool, man. Speaking of Suzuki, I keep seeing for sale some of the... They're like the little roadsters from Suzuki Cappuccinos. Yeah, have you seen those? The Suzuki Cappuccinos. I see them for sale everywhere now because they could be imported. Little right-hand drive, little
time.
Convertible roadsters.
It would be cool, though.
I mean, pretty cool. But the Suzuki Samurai, man, that is...
Yeah, there it is.
Woo.
I love those things. Dude, people even... There's one dude that's over here in New Jersey that's got a rotary motor in there, big drags on it, and it's just a beast. But that's going completely out of the... What is it? The overland topic right there. But either way, I don't know. I love the Samurais. Samurai's big solid fan on those.
They're cool. They are really cool.
I like those a lot.
Or is the Jimny also a Suzuki?
No, that's
am I bugging?
I think you are.
Or it is. Yeah, Suzuki Jimny. It's the same thing. So what, they killed off the samurai and they made it the Jimny? I don't remember how that works.
Yeah, I don't know how that really works on those.
Anyways, but okay, so then if so
look how cool that is.
Yeah, man. Well, those are the Jimnys.
That is cool.
Yeah, those things are, it's kind of like Honda Element-ish.
Yeah, it also looks like that little Jeep Renegade.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like a Jeep Renegade, you're right.
Yeah, I'd still go samurai over those, but they're still cool.
They're pretty cool.
They're definitely cool.
Okay, so you like the big body stuff. It still remains true.
Well, that samurai's not even that big of a body, but it is cool.
You like the big body stuff.
Oh, yeah, and then, definitely big body guy.
Oh, man. Actually, you know, also, if I had to do an overlanding build, I'd probably also do FJ.
That would be cool.
I'd do a Toyota FJ.
And
you can find them in a stick. I don't know. Those things
are
so cool.
You're going to pay top dollar.
They're so expensive now.
Even when I worked at Toyota back in the day, those things were top dollar.
I can't believe how much they've retained or went up in value. It's unbelievable.
It's only going to keep going higher.
Those are so cool.
They're definitely cool, though. If anything, I definitely appreciate that from Toyota.
They have to do some kind of re-release of this car, man.
I just don't think the demand is there. People, who knows?
I don't know. I don't know. I love the tanky look. I don't know what it
Everybody says they want to see it, and then when it comes out, it's like, oh, no, I wouldn't buy it. That's always what happens. But I definitely, an FJ, I can get down with that.
FJ is sweet, man.
Yeah, it's definitely sweet.
I don't know. Besides the gas mileage. Well, you know?
I don't think we're worried about gas mileage here when we're talking about like an overland build.
You are if it's $4 a gallon.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, whatever it
or is. Or plus, whatever it is.
Unfortunately, we can't do anything about that.
All right, so if you're doing a race car, what are you doing?
A race car build?
Yeah, like a road racing build.
I'd love to do a B5 S4.
Okay.
Big, big fan of B5 S4.
Do people race those?
Yeah.
With stock engine?
Yeah, it's a 2.7 in there. It's pretty solid once you throw some bigger turbos in there. But
that's a twin turbo, yeah?
Yeah. But that motor is a nightmare, and I have a buddy who will vouch for that. He knows who he is.
Oh, man. That body style is fantastic.
That body style is beautiful.
I don't know about race car in it, though, man.
Yeah, I would.
You just love the German car.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Apparently, except
like you could do anything with that. You want to stance that out, go for it. You want a race car, go for it. I've seen people drift that car.
Yeah, that's great. If I was trying to do a race car, man, you know what's so big in all motorsports right now is just Corvettes. Like Corvettes are.
Oh yeah.
Dude, 100%. Like,
hey, look at that. Look at this.
Wow.
He's out. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, man.
That's a good looking car right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a nightmare to work on.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's just a nightmare to work on.
Dude, if I did race car, I think I would fall into the kind of Corvette thing that everyone's doing right now.
Like, I would see. That goes into our next topic.
I know, but like, so the vets, like, and I'm saying for road racing, not even for drifting, because they're popular in drifting now.
I would drift that.
Dude, I mean.
I know.
You know what the thing is?
I would not buy anything American, but a Corvette would be something I would.
But some of these cars, like the older Corvettes or a C6 or something like that, since they're getting a little bit older now, like the prices are coming down and they're starting to become a little
bit
more affordable.
But there's nothing to those cars, but that car is made to be like a race car.
It's basically a race car from the factory, you know? So like you don't really have to do much. So if you really want to kind of get yourself into a easy to go platform.
Is that a C6?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean,
I would do a C6 if I was doing a drift build.
Dude, okay, so for drifting.
Yeah, I would drift a C6.
Uh-huh.
I like seeing those drift.
I would do either one. I think it's cool. I mean, plus it's a great looking car.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's definitely a good looking car.
I don't know. And if I mean saying what I would do for a race car is also hard to say, obviously. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very hard to say. I'd even do like a 944.
Yeah.
Like a Porsche 944 for a little race.
Of course you would.
Come on, guys. You guys already know that. I'm going to be geared towards the German cars.
If I had to do a German thing, I would probably do like an E46. Yeah,
look at that. That is beautiful. Magnifico. Mwah.
Yeah, until you break that rear windshield. The car is totaled.
Who needs a windshield?
Oh, my God. That trunk lid thing is
I don't care.
Impossible
That's,
to
that, I don't
get.
Care. I'm down with that. That thing is cool.
Right? Doesn't that total the car if you crack that?
I don't think so.
I mean, they're really good-looking car,
that's,
though.
That's a good-looking race car right there.
That's what you're going to do? You're not going to want to bring that to the show. You're going to bring it to the track.
Yeah, I'd bring that to the track.
If you say so. If I had to do a German car, I'd do a much more typical German car for a race car.
What's a typical German car for a race car,
then? I'd probably do an E46.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
I would do an E46, man.
No, definitely so, but it's me and the BMWs. I love them, but I don't think I could ever own one.
None?
I don't think so. Maybe like an old 7 series.
You know what I like? I like the 1 series convertibles.
Like an M1. They never made a convertible. Sorry, pardon me. But either way, an M1 I would do.
No, not an M1. Not an M1 though. But just a regular like 135 convertible.
Trying to get sassy?
Yeah, you're gonna get sassy out there with that.
Yeah, I can see you drinking your Starbucks top down. Listening to some Taylor Swift coming into work.
Dude, those things are cool, man.
I can totally see you doing that. I've driven
a decent amount of those, and the gearboxes are really nice.
Yeah, look.
I like that car.
It's not bad. It really is a nice car.
I don't know if that would be the race car, but I would probably still do an E46. But, hey, man, I don't know.
Listen, it's cool. It's just not for me.
Okay, so then for drifting, you're going to take a Corvette?
Yeah, I take a Corvette for drifting. Yeah, 100%. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. It's still new to me, I guess. Like, people are doing the drifting with all the Beamers now. You know, like, you see all the Beamers out there drifting.
I would love to see more E92s drifting out there.
There will be, of course,
100%. Right now, they're still high up in values.
Corvettes, as of right now, like the Driftette thing, like I'm still warming up to it a little bit more. I don't know, maybe because I just think of drifting as such an import type of thing.
Yeah, 100%. You know? But look at this thing. Sideways.
That's badass. First of all, someone's got to do that in Formula Drift because that's the coolest thing ever. They'll get disqualified, but that was the coolest thing ever.
God.
That's just flexing, right?
That's just a big flex right there.
Look at me go. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's got to be the smoothest thing I've ever seen. So, all right, I could warm up to that idea. But you know what's a crazy thing? One of our drivers in Pro Spec, Nate Chen, it's not his pro car because his pro car is FRS or BRZ or whatever it is. But his other car that he has a drift car, it's an FDR X7. He drifts an FDR X7, obviously no rotary engine.
Of course.
He has, I think it's LS swap. I think it is. I feel like
that's just such a popular swap.
Yeah, but dude, he's drifting an RX7. I am just so jealous. If I could do a drift car, I'm not sure if I would do the LS, and I wouldn't be opposed to doing an LS in it, but I would take an FDR X7. I would do some kind of engine swap.
I feel like my head would just be hitting the ceiling on one of those, though.
Man. Like, I don't know if I would maybe do SR20 engine or whatever. LS is fine. I don't know any of them, but... Dude, that is
look at that.
Wow. That's how you make someone jealous.
100%. But yeah, I'd love
Look at that thing. Oh,
God.
That's what he's drifting.
That's amazing.
Oh man.
That's nice.
So while you're in your Corvette, I'll be coming around the corners and stuff.
Maybe I'll pull out an E92.
That'd be cool.
That would be sick.
E92 would be really cool.
Nice Hope to see more and more of those coming out onto the drift world. I know they're out there, but just not as much as like your E36, E46 gang.
Speaking of drifting, I don't know when this podcast is going to be out. It might be this week or next week, whatever it is. But next week we do have
Formula Drift.
Yeah, we'll be at New Jersey, baby. Yeah, we'll be in Jersey, and that is a pro event and a prospect event.
Definitely come by. Say what's up.
Yeah, we got a whole roster of drivers that'll be there. We're going to be kicking it. Yeah.
Kicking it, chilling.
So if anyone's over in the area, come by, stop by at Koenig.
Definitely come by, hang out.
Yeah, man. I'm excited for Formula Drift. First of all, this is actually my first Formula Drift event.
Oh.
My bad.
No, I almost knocked it over. That was me. But
this is my first Formula Drift event. And
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I don't know what to do with my hands. Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
But
this is going to be your first one?
Yeah, it will be.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't wait to soak up the sun.
It's a long day.
I'm sure it is.
That event will go on. I think I stayed there 1 year until 1 a.m.
You pack a lunch? You can get lunch.
Oh, you could get it there, but it's just so packed. You're better off packing a lunch.
Food court? Or no, yeah, they have a food truck?
They got food trucks, food court, everything you need over there.
There's a food court?
Well, there's like they have English Town has their own like little food thing, and then you'll have your own other food vendors in there in the vans.
Ah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pack myself a peanut butter and jelly.
PB&J.
But yeah, man, if I do drift car, I think seeing something really cool like an FDR X7 makes me want to really.
Yeah.
It inspires you in terms of platform, you know, because first thing you think of drifting, everyone's going to think of a 240.
It's always a 240. Don't get me wrong. I love a 240, a nice clean 240 or even a 350Z 100%. Right. But it's just so commonly out there.
Yep.
That it's. I get it. It's a perfect platform to do it with. Yeah. I do. But, I'd probably want to do something.
Yeah.
I'd do a C6. A C6 bet would be something a little different, right? Not even that it's a little different. It's just I feel like that it just looks so good when it goes around the track sideways.
Nothing for your other German cars, huh, that you like? There's nothing there. There's no options.
For a drift?
Yeah.
Again, it would be cool. You know, any BMW at that rate is really where it's going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to say an E92 because I'd love to see more of them out there.
Mm.
But...
No Audi
E46.
No Audi VW for you.
Oh, then you got to do it. That's a big...
There's nothing.
I know there's nothing.
I'm running through things in my head right now. They don't have a car for that.
There's one dude who I've seen. He has a rear-wheel drive swap on his Mark III Golf. It's a Mark III. I think it's a Mark III. It's a Mark II or Mark III. Mm-hmm. But he's got a rear-wheel swap on there. Oh, my God. Just ripping it. That would be cool to throw around the track.
Damn.
That would be, but that's going into...
Well, actually, you can drift the new Mark 8 Golf R.
I think you can,
Light drifts, yeah.
Yeah, they do the light drifts.
Yeah, because it can send power to the rear. Whoa, what is that?
I'm telling you, bro, it's possible. People do it.
Wow.
It's very unheard of. But I feel like everybody here would be like, oh, yeah, of course you would say do it to a Volkswagen. Everybody would say that.
If people haven't noticed yet.
If people haven't noticed.
Doubt loves his Volkswagens.
They're turds, but I love them.
All right, so let's go more into your realm, okay? So now I want to do a complete show car stance car.
Show car stance car.
Yeah, show car stance car.
What would you do? I want to hear what you would do.
I know you have your answers because this is more up
this
your
is
speed.
I could probably go for days on this one on what I would want to do.
I can't.
I could give you guys a list right now.
It's a really hard question for me because when I think of a stancy show car, I also want it to have some of that kind of performance
to it. But it's not all about that.
No, but it doesn't have to.
The stancy boys, they just want it to be clean, cruise. They don't really care for the speed.
Then I think I would start shifting towards some of that more big body stuff. Like seeing a completely stance out small car like a Miata or something, it's not that fun.
It is fun, yeah. I've seen plenty of them very clean done, but it's really the Miatas that performance.
Well, I'm just saying, like, small cars in general, like you can find someone. There's got to be plenty of Ford Fiesta STs out there that are seriously powered race cars.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're not the most impressive cars, but, like, people will turn those into serious race cars. But if you ever saw one of those completely stanced out tiny little cars, I would not be impressed.
I've seen some crazy ones on, like, the Focus. I've seen, you know, wide bodies done and
everything
like that. What
about the small one, the Fiesta, though?
Fiesta,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't stance that out. That's
like you can, but it's just you lost.
So like all the kind of like potential performance cars that I would end up maybe batting an eye for, like they don't fall into the stance world. It's hard for me.
You gotta open up your mind.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking. Bigger body cars, something that I wouldn't necessarily do for a race car. So that makes me think of like a wagon, like a Volvo wagon or something.
Volvo wagon would be cool.
V60, V90 or something like
there
that.
You go, yeah.
And people stance them out. Look at that thing. It's nice. It's really nice.
If I'm going wagon, I'm going to say it, unfortunately, it's going to be an Audi wagon.
Yeah, of course.
For me, they hold the nicest wagons in the game.
They had the same gen as the one that you showed earlier, the S4 wagon. That thing's one of the coolest
things.
B5,
yeah. S4 Avant.
Oh,
all
man.
Day.
That's one of the coolest freaking
wagons.
Then
you got the All-Road, another car. I'm telling you, Audi, for me, holds it down with the wagon.
See, now I get the whole stancy thing with these
cars. That's a stancy boy right there.
That is a stancy boy.
I like that. The fitment's very nice there.
Yeah.
Look at that rolling, bro. Just so... Oh.
So, now, can you go stancy no air?
Yeah, 100% you can. For me, I won't, but yeah, you can. It's dedication. I see some of these guys dedicate to being like this much off the ground.
Dude.
And I'm just like, I can't do that. I don't have the time. My back can't handle that.
To be fair, my Civic saw a whole bunch of different phases.
Mm.
It had its emo phases and whatnot and whatever it may be. But my Civic at one point was on the freaking ground static.
On the ground static. GTI was too.
I ran 10-inch wheels around all four corners.
Oh, you're crazy.
And a rear camber kit. Oh,
you're crazy.
And I had a big, like, 2.5-inch lip deep dish wheels of no-name miscellaneous. And like, I couldn't even tell you what kind of wheels they were. And they were. They must have weighed 35 pounds each.
You want to laugh? When my car had coils on it, I had the OEM front lip on there. I never had an issue.
Right.
Once a thing went on air, I couldn't keep a front lip on my car for the life of me. I think I've probably gone through like 6 different front lips for my car on both bumpers. And I'm just like, I had to give up. I'm done. I can't run a front lip on it. But it's just funny how it works that it was fine when I was static, but it's not fine when I'm on air. A little weird, right?
That is weird.
That is weird. A little weird, but it's just how it happens. Yeah. I don't know. Very strange.
But no,
hold on. That's my baby right there. I want one of those so bad. I want a vert, though. Vert, coupe, either way. That right there, that's me. I'd stance one of those out instantly.
Man, I don't know what about it. It just doesn't do anything crazy. For me. It literally doesn't do anything for me.
That's the European in me right there.
How
I see
weird
that.
Is that?
I just want to wear a full Adidas tracksuit, even though I like Nikes. That right there, that's what I want.
Well, for people watching, this is a good representation of how car people are just different. Because I'm telling you, I look at this Mercedes slammed out, air, etc.
It's beautiful.
It just, I just that's don't get it.
That's number one car in the world.
I just
Mercedes
don't.
Benz.
I don't know. I can't explain why.
You're crazy, dude.
I can't explain why.
I can't get down. You know, this is
you always make the joke that I'm gonna drive a Honda Fit. I'd probably
you're gonna one day.
No, I'm not.
You're gonna one day.
I would probably.
You know what? It's changed actually. It's not a Honda Fit anymore. It's gonna be one of these smart cars, fucking overlanded. Oh, pardon me. That's gonna be overlanded.
Oh, if you want to give me a smart car overlanding build over that Mercedes,
you're out of your mind. I'm gonna walk away from this.
How much does that go
right
for?
Now. Either way, it doesn't matter.
How much does it go for?
You can go anywhere from $2,000 to really deep, or you can go all the way up to $20,000 where
I'll
it's completely mint.
Maybe I'll take the smart car overland.
Yeah, you have fun with that overland build.
At least I can go somewhere.
I could still. You're going to see me cruising down the LIE one day with that.
Yeah, right. Not in April after the winter.
There might be a tear in my seat, but it's still going to be cruising down.
All right. So stance car, I said maybe like a... like a wagon or something, but then if I go back to Japanese stuff or whatever, like I like probably like a NSX or something.
Yeah, that
like
one,
that.
That red one that was just on the screen. Was
nice little. You can get a real. You know what the truth is? The first generation NSX nowadays is not even really like a super performance fast car.
Like, no, but like that thing is. It's still a.
I wouldn't.
That's an icon,
I wouldn't.
Right
yeah,
there.
I wouldn't mind stancing it out or whatever as much because.
But even with that stance right there, like it's nothing crazy to where you can't drive it. Like that thing is perfect.
No, I know, but I mean, well, listen. If you took a R30, GTR or something like that, like I would feel bad stancing that out because it has so much potential. But it outperforms the NSX.
I've seen a lot of like the stanced out R33s, not a lot, but I've seen a few, and
but
still
those are
think
full show cars because they got a whole built motor.
I don't know
too,
if they're even full show cars. They're
detailed engine bays, all that kind of stuff.
It's
I don't know,
it's too much, but I love it.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna switch it up here a little bit, and probably where nobody would see me going if I really wanted to stance out like a big body. And I was gonna go JDM, it's gonna be the Lexus, an LS 400.
It's basically the same thing as the Mercedes you just showed me.
It's
a Lexus.
Like they had that from what, 95 to 97 or 98?
Oh, it's not as old as I thought it was.
No, it's 90s.
Yeah.
90s, baby.
I got to look at a photo of one of those stock because we're going to see one of those old.
Just watch The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. The Sopranos. That's right. That's where the inspiration
comes
in.
Look at that. Oh, it's perfect. That thing, big body.
It's just. Not doesn't do
bro,
it
that's
me.
got an NAV8 in there too, bro. Rear wheel drive.
It's pretty cool. That's the coolest part about it.
That thing is luxury to its finest. Oh, look at it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
Not my wheel of choice on there, but it's a beautiful, beautiful car.
I guess. So, and then I guess if last thing I would have to probably consider is that what's like your ideal like daily driver then?
Daily driver, it's going to be
do it all car. You only got one car.
It's going to probably be a Golf R.
Okay. So that's like the only time that you and I see eye to eye with this stuff.
Yeah. It's going to, but that's honestly best bang for your buck. It is something you can drive every single day. And we're going to Mark 6 too. Yeah, you're just going to hit me home right here with the Mark 6. But I actually like the Mark 7 and the Mark 8 Golf R's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I would actually agree with you with the Golf R. I do think the Golf R is one of the better all around vehicles. If you're gonna have one do it all type of thing, it's practical. It definitely has great performance. You know, it has all modern features and stuff like that. So
interiors are to be honest, in their price range and class, I feel like Volkswagen has the best interiors. That's what made me get my car versus like a Honda.
Well, that's subjective.
I'm not saying versus Honda in particular. I'm sorry. In their price bracket right there, I feel like Volkswagen
has... Volkswagen is also notorious for doing weird things.
Not what weird things?
Quirky little things that...
What quirky?
They have
What's so quirky about it?
What's the thing on the steering column that they have on the left side that's like weird? It sticks out. I had one in my GTI. It had like weird placement stuff sometimes.
Maybe weird placement stuff, a little here and there.
Something on the left side of my steering column in my GTI that was like, was it to move the steering wheel or something?
Yeah, it sticks out
and hits your leg or something.
Mine never hits my leg. Don't listen to this guy. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about, all right?
I don't know, man. It was something. They always had some quirky things.
Even if I were to go like a little bit older on the R, like a Mark V R32 with that VR, beautiful. It's the sound. It's so beautiful. That would be another.
Why don't they keep that engine around?
It's because it's a V6. I don't know. I really wish they kept it around more. I feel like, but you're going to get more power out of these TFSI motors than you would on that VR. Quickly, at least.
Yeah, I guess so.
With like just a stage two, you're pushing so much power on these new Mark 7s and Mark 8s.
More boost, yeah?
So much more for such a little price.
Well, all right. So daily car, we both think Golf R is really good. That's good. I mean, what about like, is it just based on the interior? Because like, would you do something like a Focus RS?
Again, it's a direct competitor. No, I wouldn't do a Focus RS. Like, if anything, I'd go with like maybe even something. It's probably not going to go anywhere near that Focus RS, but like a B8.5 S4 or SQ5.
Same thing. Now we're talking about completely different things.
Yeah. Again, I said it wasn't in the same realm.
Completely different.
But it's a solid daily, dude, and it's a 3.0 supercharge in there.
I don't know.
You're crazy. You're crazy. Anybody? I would totally do it. I've been looking for one.
So would you do like a Lexus ISF?
Yeah, I drove a buddies of mine, and I actually enjoyed that a lot.
Mm. All right, well, agree to disagree on some stuff.
But look, I'm telling you, bro, it's a supercharged motor, just, you know, a solid tune, exhaust. That thing's going to boogie.
Yeah, for a couple miles until you got to get gas.
No, stop it, bro. What do you... My GTI is a four-cylinder, and I think I'm getting less than 20 miles per gallon every time.
You're not getting any better gas mileage with the supercharger, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's going to be probably the same.
No. There's no way.
With the way I drive, no way. Probably.
You put your foot down on that car, and you're going to see the gas go like this. Fuel tank.
Whatever you say, man.
All right. I don't know. Listen.
I'd rather drive that.
There's no room in New York to even put your foot down on that car.
Oh, that's a lie. Let's go. Where do you want to go? I'll tell you. I'll show you every day.
It's okay.
Every day. We can get in the HOV lane. Wherever you want to go, we can go, dude.
We don't have that car.
I do.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's just about it.
All right, I'm done here. I don't know why they keep letting me do podcasts over here.
I don't even know what we really even talked about. But this Friday.
You guys miss Scott yet? Do you guys miss Scott, or do you want to keep seeing me?
No, Doubt's good. We love having Doubt here. Yeah, all right, so Friday we're going to have a piece of content come out on our YouTube channel. We go live every Wednesday, 2 p.m., and then we go live every Wednesday as well for Behind the Wheel podcast.
Behind the Wheel.
Yeah, besides that, guys, take care. We will be at Formula Drift New Jersey next weekend. So if you guys are going to Formula Drift, come
say
hi. The
23rd and 24th of June.
Yeah, we will both be there along with Scott and other members of our team, Max and whoever. We'll all be there. Besides that, happy Wheel Wednesday, everyone. Take care.